FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police on the Bluff are still searching for a man who's been missing for 53 days. 27-year-old Jesse Lee Paul was last seen leaving his home on a Sunday morning in late May. The mixed martial artist was wearing light blue shorts, a navy hoodie and slippers. His mother, Shirley Paul, says Jesse had got his toddler son ready for church but then stayed behind at home.
So we went to church and I got home at about 12. Jess wasn't here. It was like a random day. Nothing extraordinary, nothing any different. I mean, I'm trying to understand what happened. What made Jesse go and just not come back? Because Jesse's a homeboy. Even if Jesse's upset, he will get people to call.
Police say two sightings of Jesse were reported, but neither has yielded any results. Anyone with information can contact Crime Stop on 08600 10111. Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana says global inflation is easing and financial conditions are stabilizing, but uncertainty continues to weigh heavily on global economic growth. The minister, who is recovering from flu, has been addressing officials representing G20 countries at the finance ministers and central bank governors meeting at Zimbali in Ballito. He's told delegates that collaboration is key in dealing with issues including high and rising debt in developing countries and an increase in climate-related shocks and extreme weather events.
The cumulative impact of these cascading challenges is pushing the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030 further out of reach. Developing countries face a staggering financing gap of $4 trillion every year. We must act decisively, choose cooperation over fragmentation, unity over division, and action over inertia before the window to deliver on our shared commitment closes.
Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Kganyago and KZN Finance MEC Francois Rogers are attending the meeting. And the Pope has called for an immediate ceasefire after an apparent Israeli airstrike on Gaza's only Catholic church left two people dead. Several others have been hurt. Pope Leo says he's saddened by the attack. Sky's Lisa Holland is in Jerusalem and says the site has close ties with the Vatican.
This is the church which has become very, very famous worldwide as being an institution which was extremely close to the heart of the late Pope Francis. In fact, routinely he used to phone this church in Gaza every night at 7 o'clock.
Israel says it never targets religious sites and is investigating the attack. The top story, Bluff police are still searching for a 27-year-old man who's been missing for 53 days. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.